Oh, there she is. All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order for the Police and Fire Commission. It is Wednesday, the 23rd at 5 o'clock, and this is a special working session meeting of the Police and Fire Commission. We'll go ahead then with our roll call. I see right now we have Commissioner Kevin Gundlach, Commissioner Martha Vukelic Austin, and Commissioner Azur Fudgehart just signing in. So we do have quorum. We do not accept, we're not going to take any public comment tonight because this is a working session of the PFC. And so we'll go right into our agenda with that in mind. The first item up I have is the discussion of the police chief hiring process. And I will just let commissioners know the one thing that we need to do is we do need to schedule some dates in July. We were a little bit fatigued after our last meeting went so long, and so we postponed that. I'm going to suggest, however, that because one of our commissioners is not here yet, I would like to table that item, that piece of the item, and we'll come back to it later. But let me just let you know, I did talk briefly with HR today. And we have about a just till the weekend here now with applications. We currently have 14 applications in. It includes some in three of them are internal MPD candidates, but the others it he did say were from across the country. So we are we're seeing participation, and we anticipate that last little rush of applications coming in here toward the end of the process. So just that update from human resources on that piece. And then the scheduling piece is the only other update that we will have. And like I said, I'd like to table that. So I'd make a motion to table any further scheduling until later in the meeting, probably when we come back from our closed session discussion of questions. Do I have a second? Oh, go ahead, Martha.
So moved or second, whatever you need.
I needed a second. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody not? Good enough. So we'll table that item. We'll come back to it. That takes us then to our closed session item. We are contemplating closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85, sub 1, sub C, to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub E regarding public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically discussing the interview questions for the police chief hiring. With that, I'll take a motion for closed session.
You need to go into closed session.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Michael, as we do that, can you obviously make Jenna the host, but then would you please also kind of keep an eye out for Veronica and
I will not see. So when
oh, I'll
we
have
when
Jenna
you
look
kick me
for it.
out. Yep, so it'll show up as entering the waiting room and you'll be able to pull her in.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
So Jenna is now the host, and so you can boot me out.
Hey, Mike. I made the motion to come back from closed session, seconded by Commissioner Veronica Figueroa-Velez and approved on voice vote. And with that, we'll go back. And we had tabled the first part of the meeting, which was discussion of police chief hiring process. Reopen that one, and we'll do a little bit of scheduling. And just Mike, just so the minutes reflects this, we will be able to cancel our meeting for April 30th. So I don't know if we've posted that publicly, but we will want to we will be canceling that one. And then, commissioners, let's go down and we'll look at scheduling. And we're looking to schedule the meetings in July. It's the discussion of candidates following first round interviews. And our last scheduled date for first round interviews is June 26th. And so we're looking for that first meeting. And for that first meeting, let me bring up my calendar real quick. I was hoping to get one meeting in before the fourth, at least one meeting in before that 4th of July holiday, if possible, just so we can have the discussion as soon as possible after we've completed the interviews.
And what time are we looking at for those meetings?
I think we're looking at the evening meetings as it work for people. I think we decided that where you have these meetings that take more time, that it's easier to do them at night so we don't have people having to leave from a lunchtime thing was just too hard. So I think that's what we're thinking. And I'm trying to bring up my other... What does availability look like for people then that first week in? Give me just one moment.
Are you looking at June 30th, July 1st, or July 2nd to get before?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up my sheet. I had stuff kind of mapped out on, and I've managed to close that. So I'm looking at that week. So if we do the 26th, that's the Thursday night. And then I would think we would want the Friday to get a break because we have that week is quite full already with two meetings. So I'm looking at the week of the 30th.
Available on the 30th.
And you are available on the 30th? That's the Monday, the Monday night. Are other commissioners available on the 30th? Actually, getting it closer to that may be better than toward the holiday at the end of the week.
I'm not available on the 30th.
Okay. What about the July 1st?
Yes.
Is there anybody that's a no for July 30th? Or excuse me, July 1st. Excuse me.
I'm able to make it on the 1st.
I'm sorry, you said no?
I am.
That's a yes then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anybody that's a no for July 1st? Okay. Looks like we got a winner there. So July 1st, the Tuesday... Is the 5 o'clock start time acceptable to commissioners?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Let's schedule that one for a 5 to 7 p.m. on July 1st. And so that'll be the first one to discuss candidates. If we could get one more in before our meeting on July 14th, that would be preferable. But I think with the Independence holiday there, let's jump then to the week after, and we have July 7th. The week of July 7th is now what I'm looking at. Are people available on the 7th, or is that too tight on the end of a holiday weekend? Is there anyone who cannot attend on July 7th?
I'm available, so yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm not hearing any no's. So we will go July 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. as well. And then that's, so that's one that week. We could try for one more that week, or we could just wait and see where we're at and do the 14th at our regular business meeting. Because we would already have we'd have 4 hours of deliberation in, plus if we plan for a couple of hours on our regular business meeting, would be 6 hours of deliberation. How do commissioners feel? Do we want to try to squeeze one more in that week, or is one enough?
I would say, if you all don't mind, to schedule one in case, and then if we don't need it, we cancel it.
That is fine with me.
Because July is a very busy month for me.
I would prefer to get the discussions done before the 14th instead of after. I know we put a marker in for after, but if we could schedule a second one that week, does the 8th work for people?
Not available on the 8th. I'm available on the 9th, the 10th, and I could make it work on Friday.
Okay. How many, anybody, is there anyone that's a no? And Jenna, I don't have your schedule up in front of me, so I'll need you to pipe in with any for you. July 9th. Any no's? July 9th it is. So we will have our deliberations. Then we'll start with the first one on July 1st. The next one, July 7th, and the third, July 9th, 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, commissioners. I really appreciate getting that done. We will not, I think, with having three on the front end plus our meeting, we'll go ahead and just leave the discussion. Well, I'm going to take that back. Let's go ahead and schedule these other dates in July, because we do have a couple other odds and ends to schedule here. I think with those four sessions, we should be okay. And we'll just hold off on scheduling that to be determined date after our regular business meeting of the 14th. And it will be if needed, essentially, because I don't know at this point that we will need it.
Can I ask a question going
absolutely
from your timeline? Did we have a date to identify candidates, or are we just doing that during our normal business meeting on July 9th? When we're in closed session on July 9th, is that identifying candidates for the first round?
I thought I had, hold on just a minute. I think I might have made a mistake on my thing here. Our business, June 9th, you're taking June 9th.
June 9th, yeah. I'm sorry if I said July.
June. That's right. So June 9th is to identify candidates that we will interview for the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, and that we will use a segment of our meeting for that as well.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll be doing it there, and then we have the interviews themselves coming up. And I believe that's our last time to get those done, because then we go into the sessions. It gives ample time for candidates to get notice that they have been selected.
But we're also looking at candidates for the first round on the 29th of May, right?
Yes. Yes. So I'll go back up. So we'll get you should get your packet from HR no later than May 2nd. We'll start the evaluation of candidates. The discussion portion, we'll be doing our individual reading and analysis. And then we'll come prepared to our May 12th meeting to begin our debate and discussion over candidates evaluation and selection for the interviews. That will be done on May 12th, May 14th, May 29th, and June 3rd. Our last day to discuss that, that was that June 3rd date we wanted to have, if at all possible, was to have that done so we could notify candidates by June 4th. However, we could also, I have it as a contingency date is to identify candidates on that, at that business meeting on June 9th. And so the last we would want to be able to, and I think, Jenna, we decided, is 8 days ample for a Zoom interview?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I know we had discussed this at one point, but is, if we know, if we have to use the June 9th date to finalize decisions on who gets in an interview, is the notification on June 10th early enough for a start on June 18th?
I mean, I think it's a little tight, but, you know, we do have, it looks like we have four meetings to evaluate applicants. So I think your deadline of June 4 to notify candidates and schedule the interviews is probably, you know, I think we'll meet that goal with having four.
Okay. Yeah, we'll stick with what we have then. We'll stick with what we have and then go from there. So then we may not, if we don't have to identify first round candidates, then we'll just assign another task during our regular business meeting. There's other hiring tasks we have to do, and we can either get done early that night or assign or find another task to do. Then we get really busy with the interviews in June. And then the discussion of candidates, which we've already decided our dates right now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 dates determined. Three of them are special meetings and one is the regular business meeting on the 14th. And then we have, and that'll be selecting the final candidates. After the final candidates are chosen, then we'll go into the discussion of the final questions and process. And I have three sessions scheduled for that. So we want to schedule three sessions, in two in July. And then the finalize the question and process will be August 11th. And that's right before the meeting. We can finalize questions there. The process will have to have nailed down. So I'll make some notes on that because there'll be maybe a logistical issue with that. And so the process will have to be determined earlier and reported to HR for any logistical concerns. And so if we could go back to our schedule for a moment then, and let's go ahead and schedule the two discussion dates for final questions in the final process, the final interview, and the final questions and the process discussion. And I'm looking at July, and I'm looking at dates past the 14th. And we have, can we get another meeting in, since we already have to meet on the 14th? Is there a day that week that would work for people? Either maybe the 16th or 17th, the Wednesday or the Thursday?
17th would be better for me. I could make the 16th work.
Okay.
I could make the 17th work.
The 17th is better for me.
Is there anybody that objects to 17? I got to check one thing. I want to stay away from the weekend. So maybe the 16th, I've just got an inquiry out on the 17th really quick. So 17th, if we could just call that a possible, is there anybody else that has any conflict with the 17th?
I
If we could look at the next week then for that second meeting. What about does the 21st, that's the Monday night. Does that work for people?
Yes.
Anybody who cannot do July 21st?
Okay, I'm okay with July 21st.
It's for a gunlock. Is that the scuffle meeting?
What's that?
That's not an issue for me.
So, and then I'm just waiting. Give me just a minute here. So let me see. We got for sure that date. And then we could, because we, well, we should have no problem getting this done by the 11th. We could either have a meeting that last week in July or the 17th. Okay, the 17th is going to be difficult for me. No, I should be able to, it's a Zoom meeting, so I should be able to do it. Does the 28th, well, if we could just check one other thing then, because it is a little bit tight. Does the 28th work for folks?
Yes.
Veronica, I thought I didn't hear what you said. Is that a no? It doesn't work? You're muted.
The whole week of the 28th of July, I'm not available.
Okay. I'll make the 17th work. The 17th works for everybody else?
Yes.
I'll make the 17th work. So then those two meeting dates for July will be the 17th and the 21st with the same time, 5 to 7 p.m. And then we got a regular business meeting. Do we want to schedule August now or wait?
And August will be
the August.
But
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
August would be the, so we finalize the questions and the process August 11th, and then it's just setting the dates to discuss the final candidates and make a selection on chief.
Okay. So we do the 14th of August?
So yeah, the 14th is our regular business meeting.
No, the 11th is regular business.
11th. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. I misspoke. Thank you for that catch. The 11th is a regular business meeting. Friday or the 14th is our full day closed session. And so that takes us to
the week of the 18th.
Yep, starting the week of the 18th would probably be when we would want to start our deliberations. Are people available on the 18th of August for final deliberations?
No.
Okay. 19.
That's going to be really tough for me that rest of that week. I'm taking care of my twin granddaughters.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Everybody has lives and jobs and everything, so that's just understandable. Do we want to devote just a short meeting on the 15th to do a preliminary discussion? And that's a Friday. I've been avoiding Fridays, but Friday the 15th of August.
I mean, how long is the 14th going to be?
The 14th is that all day 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's our full day interview with the applicants. So the morning session with the PFC and then the afternoon public taped session.
Mary, I'm sorry, I need to jump off, but my August evenings are really open. So please feel free to schedule.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
So with August, August 14th. So did we want to try for the 15th, or do people want to?
I think you'd have to.
Yeah. The only reason I'd like to get at least some discussion in is because we've just heard from people. And we might have a little bit of time on that full day, although depending how many candidates we go through, we may not have much time for any discussion. We could time limit that meeting to be even just 1 hour if you would want. So we could say that 15th from 5 to 6 and done. Can people do that?
Yeah.
Can it be earlier or no?
I can go earlier.
I don't know if other people's work schedule.
Are others able to go earlier on that August 15th?
On Friday,
4.
If we can get to 4, yeah.
We could start at 4. So we could go 4 to 5 August. Is there anyone who cannot participate August 15th from 4 to 5 p.m.? That'll be our first discussion then. So we got August 15th. And then the week of the 18th, we said that somebody who couldn't do the 18th, and then the 19th and the rest of the week was no good either. I want to avoid weekends. I don't know that commissioners want to give up their entire weekend for stuff. So that takes us then to the week of the 25th. Are people available? Did I ask yet on the 25th?
Hmm.
That's, we're getting already 10 days out from our first discussion. So I'm.
That week's good for me, except for Friday.
So who is available on the, is there anyone who is not available the 25th, 5 to 7?
I might, 5:30 would, I think, be better for me.
So, okay. Right. If we do 5:30 to 7:30, August 25th.
That would work for me.
And then if we could, I would like to schedule one more that week. And I'm looking at the 27th.
Works.
Anybody cannot do the 27th? Okay. Same time, 5:30 to 7:30, or can we start at 5?
5 is fine.
5 to 7. Any objections? 27th, 5 to 7, August, and that'd be the August date. And I think that we should have, that should be, those three meetings should be ample for us, since we have only four or five candidates. 3 to 5, I guess, is what we've decided. But I think we probably should be able to get close in that time. If we need to, we'll just delay our and have more deliberation. Okay, any other questions, thoughts, or concerns on scheduling? I'll get this typed up and we'll have Jenna send it out right away so people can see it in case there's any concerns. That way it's we can address it sooner rather than later. And with that, that should conclude our last agenda item, and I'll take the final motion of the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Sorry. And we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that should be a voice vote. Thank you, everyone, for all your work tonight and your time. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Night.